This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
So, yeah, we pushed a B3 right down the middle of 2nd Avenue.
That's Delvon Lamar talking about one of his first gigs playing the mighty Hammond organ, having to push the oversized machine around a marathon that had shut down Seattle city streets. Around the Northwest, we call his Delvon Lamar organ trio the D-Lo 3. That's the D-Lo 3 playing Big John Patton's tune Memphis in the KNKX studios back in 2017. Formed in Seattle around 2015, the D-Lo 3 has become one of the most popular organ trios in the world. They've visited KNKX several times, including this original lineup with guitarist Jimmy James and drummer David McGraw. Lamar told us about his surprising start on the instrument. He was originally a drummer, working with Seattle's finest organ player Joe Doria, and Lamar got inspired.
The first time I seen an organ outside of church, I knew the pastor why I played the organ in church, but I never really heard anybody play the organ like Joe did.
As it happened, one night another drummer came by and asked if he could sit in. Delvon Lamar saw his opportunity and took a shot.
He sat in. I asked Joe if I can play the organ. He was like, yeah, if you can. And so I sat down at the organ, played a blues, and it's like I've been playing the thing the whole time. So I jumped on the little nickel, found the organ. I was all downhill from there.
That's Close But No Cigar from the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio's 2017 session at KNKX. Lamar was joking about things being all downhill after he bought his first organ from the Little Nickel classified ad, but owning an old instrument the size of an upright piano does bring a few challenges. Lamar found out firsthand when he was rolling his organ down the middle of 2nd Avenue on the way to the old Belltown Jazz Club Tula's with bandmates Kareem Candy and Adam Kessler during the summer Seafair celebrations.
There was a marathon happening at the same time that was on Western, so if you guys aren't familiar with the downtown Seattle area, Tula's is on 2nd Avenue, and Western is on the other side of 1st Avenue, and I literally got stuck on the other side of the marathon. We parked over by the Seattle Center on the backside, kind of the lower Queen Anne area. And me, Adam Kessler, Kareem Candy pushed a B3 all the way, I think it was like 8 blocks or something like that, right down the middle of 2nd Avenue.
Fortune favored the D-Lo 3. Their debut album, Close But No Cigar, hit number one on the Billboard Contemporary Jazz Albums chart. Lamar gives credit for his success to his wife and band manager, Amy Novo, for promoting the band and setting up some of their first shows around Puget Sound, even accidentally inspiring one of her husband's songs at a show in Tacoma.
She was on the microphone announcing the first annual block party, but sounded like she said, "Thank you for coming to the first annual black party." And then Jimmy James is like, "What?" And then she's like, "I didn't say that." She looks over at the audience and everybody's like, "Yeah, you did." So we said, you know, we got to write a song about it. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is Tacoma Black Party.
Tacoma Black Party, performed in the KNKX studios in 2017. The Delvon Lamar Organ Trio's success has continued with more popular albums and tours that have taken them around the world several times. We're proud to say it all started in the Great Northwest. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.